Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 24th of August. The collapse of trade talks between Canada and the United States over the weekend has resulted in high tariffs being imposed on consumers on both sides. The US consumer is being hit with tariffs on $20 billion of imports. It's worth stressing that there is a vast difference between the import price and the consumer price. So the percentage increase in the price paid by US consumers will be less than the 50% proposed tariff rate. However, tariffs on US buyers of Canadian goods have some differences from other tariffs. China, for instance, became quite adept at helping its US customers avoid tariffs. Export and import data clearly suggests that exports from China to the United States were rerouted, presumably with the aim of minimizing tariff payments by US customers. That is not economically viable for Canadian exports to the United States. So in this instance, there is little prospect of reducing the tax burden for US importers. Of course, there is a concern that the combination of tariffs and the US's still largely undefined economic warfare against Iran are going to keep the US affordability crisis very much in focus. That means that there will be pressures on the US Federal Reserve. These policies are raising the cost of living for US households, but they are not driven by economic imbalances. They're the direct consequence of other policies entirely, over which the US Federal Reserve has no control. However, the obscure communication style of Fed Chair Warsh has meant that investors do not have a framework with which to assess how the Fed is most likely to respond to these particular policies. And indeed, there are questions about whether Warsh will be able to direct Fed policy in the same way that previous Fed chairs have done. The looming Jackson Hole summer camp for central bankers, at which Warsh speaks on Friday, assumes more importance against this backdrop. We're also due to hear from US Treasury Secretary Bessent today. Bessent, or one of Bessent's staff, has penned an article in the Financial Times today on economic warfare against Iran, but this was more rhetoric than precise detail. It does seem unlikely that the US administration will be rushing to apply additional taxes to US consumers of goods from China or the Middle East through tariffing imports from Iran's main trading partners. Bessent might again address the bond market after the failure of the $4 billion bond buying pledge. The question is what, if anything, Bessent can do to shift market concerns. Declaring that growth will sort out the US fiscal problems is not convincing to anyone, and Bessent's hints at having superior knowledge to the bond market are also not going to change investors' minds. The data calendar is a drought-ridden wasteland of nothing of any importance today. That is not terribly good news. In the absence of economic information to play around with, there is a risk that markets and media commentators focus instead on the politics. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.